Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for February 11th, 2019. In today's news, CNN has published an article on the history of the elevator. A clam-shaped supertall is seen as the centerpiece of a new development in Dubai. Otis has won a service contract for hundreds of units at the UK's Gatwick Airport. And a developer is planning a 46-story apartment tower in Houston.
CNN recently published a short history of the elevator. While it may not have any revelations for readers of Elevator World, it offers interesting statistics and should be informative for laypeople. Dr. Lee Gray is quoted often as an expert voice. Gray is an Elevator World correspondent and columnist and curator of the Elevator Museum, as well as professor of architectural history at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. To read the CNN article or learn more about the Elevator Museum, follow the links in the news item at elevatorworld.com/news.
Burj Jumeirah, a 550-meter-tall oval tower that brings to mind the razor clam-shaped Pertamina Energy Tower in Jakarta, is planned as the centerpiece of a larger development called Downtown Jumeirah in Dubai, Architect reports. UAE-based Dubai Holding unveiled the master plan, which was inaugurated on January 31st by Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai. Close to Burj Al Arab in Al Safu, Burj Jumeirah is planned to have multiple observation decks and digital displays on its facade. An architecture firm has not been finalized, but Dubai Holding plans to start construction immediately, with Phase 1 scheduled for delivery in 2023.
Gatwick in West Sussex, United Kingdom, has appointed Otis UK the service provider for 340 elevators, escalators, and moving walks in the UK's second largest airport. Otis UK says the five-year contract, quote, marks a significant expansion of the company's footprint in the UK major infrastructure market, end quote. Otis will have a team of on-site service engineers for the work at the airport, which handles 46 million passengers annually and serves more than 228 destinations in 74 countries.
Houston-based Hines is building a 46-story apartment tower at Preston and Milam Streets in Houston. It is calling its most impressive residential development yet, the Houston Chronicle reports. Taking shape on the former site of the Chronicle's parking garage, the Preston was designed by Munoz and Albin diagonally to the city grid to provide wider, uninterrupted views. A Hines executive said developers traveled to Europe to procure some of the high-end finishes for the 373 units, including 10 penthouses. Amenities include a swimming pool, co-working space, and a pet spa. One of approximately 30 towers Hines has developed locally, the Preston is expected to open in late 2022. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.